Okay, you don't really need 5 reasons to go to Cancun. One should suffice, the beach in this city, if you've ever seen photos of it. But here are 5 reasons more that you should be packing your bags and setting out on a trip to the glorious Mexican Caribbean. 1. Check out, or, better yet, check into, the Moon Palace, one of the region's top 10 beach resorts, and all-inclusive to boot.
Swimming pools?
How about 10? Places to eat? The resort has a good 20.
Golf? Check. Spas?
There are several. When you come to Cancun, you're going to be at a premier spot right on the Caribbean Ocean. So let yourself get pampered a little.
2.
If you're at all into ancient history, one of the best sites, and by far less crowded than the more well-known Chichen Itza, is Tulum, an easy day trip from the tip of the peninsula. You can wander these wonderful ruins alone or with a guide. But if you actually want to learn anything about the ancients who built it, you'll need a guide, on the stone, iguanas pose so that you can take selfies. Overall, it's an appropriate place on the shores of the Caribbean, relaxed.
3.
Right off the coast from Cancun, the Isla Mujeres isn't only for women. And that's despite the name meaning women's island in Spanish, here you can enjoy the relaxed vibe of a Caribbean, while keeping the skyline of the city in sight. Spend a relaxing afternoon at the beach, between 2 of the best meals you'll eat in Cancun. This island is renowned for its food, and you'll find everything, from superb Italian and French flavors to wonderful, local Mayan and Yucatecan cuisine.
4.
While the Tulum ruins are right on the beach, the ruins of Coba are tucked away in the jungle. However, they are well worth the extra effort to get to. At Coba, you're allowed to climb one of the ancient Mayan pyramids, and get the reward of a spectacular vista across the Yucatan jungle. Furthermore, you'll be enveloped by the feeling of authenticity. These ruins today are as surrounded by the ever-encroaching forest as they must have been ages ago. Coba is a must-see, and the drive from Cancun is less than 2 hours.
5.
Tired of beaches and ruins? Then it's time to hit the clubs. The best club in Cancun, by far, is Coco Bongo, a huge dance club with 1,000 incredible acts, any one of which will make you forget that you're not in Las Vegas. Tickets come with unlimited drinks, and the club stays open well past the USA's mandated closing time for such establishments. Dance the night away, and then sleep all day at the beach. You're in Cancun. Photo courtesy of WeAtour. Are you visiting Cancun soon? There's so much to do that I just couldn't list them all here, so I compiled an easily digestible girlfriend's getaway guide to excursions and experiences with over 35 incredible things to do, places to eat, and wonders to explore during your next trip to the Riviera Maya and Cancun. Grab the free guide here.